Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the voice of Merger Market, the world's premier publication about mergers and acquisitions. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a journalist who's been covering M&A for a decade. In this episode, we're heading to Sao Paulo to find out how a major deal in Brazil's tech sector might impact the wider management software industry. Tortoise has had its eye on Lynx for some time, and it might now finally get the partnership it's been after. To find out more, I'm joined by Merger Market's Latin America editor, Thiago Barozzo. Hi, Thiago. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So could you start by just giving us some sense of the mood amongst dealmakers, amongst your sources, and within the wider corporate world in Brazil at the moment?
For sure. I think that the overall mood in Brazil is the same one that we have been seeing across the globe, right? Dealmakers and corporations, they are very cautious in terms of devising their strategy due to the global turbulences. Global tariffs, high interest rates still in place here in Brazil, which makes the cost of capital pretty high for new investments. So I think that cautiousness is the overall sentiment here in Brazil. Although we have, for instance, the topic that we are going to talk today about the potential acquisition of Lynx by Tortoise, which is pretty much emblematic because it shows that Brazil remains very relevant for dealmakers, not only local ones, but foreign ones as well.
Thank you. And so could we now have a bit of background to this deal? Stone has been trying to sell Lynx for a while after it bought it back in 2020.
Yes, just perfect. So it's quite interesting because we now have a big bidder, which happens to be Tortoise, one of the largest IT companies in Brazil, signed an agreement with Stone regarding a potential acquisition of Lynx during an exclusivity period. And Tortoise tried to acquire Lynx for the first time in late 2020 when Stone ended up winning the auction process. And it's even more interesting because Tortoise started negotiations with Stone to acquire Lynx early this year, right? And 2 months ago, Tortoise announced its decision to exit Lynx sales process, but now it resumed negotiations with StoneCo. So it's pretty clear to everyone in the market that Tortoise is very decided to acquire Lynx.
And do you have any more explanation of that? Why did they pull out and then re-enter talks? I'm guessing it might have had something to do with the price.
You are completely right. Obviously, Tortoise has never confirmed that, but most sources have claimed that one of the reasons for Tortoise to be back to the negotiating table is the fact that Stone lowered the asking price. Right. So just to give you a sense of how big was this price reduction, Stone was asking about 6.7 billion reais, which would be something equivalent to about $1 billion, right? And now it's prepared to sell Lynx for $540-500 million. So that was a drastic reduction. And that's definitely one of the drivers that dragged Tortoise back to the negotiating table.
And is that significantly below what Stone paid for Lynx 5 years ago in 2020 when it bought the asset?
Oh, yes. It's a big difference. Actually, Stone was expecting to be paid the same amount of money that it paid for Lynx back in the day, 5 years ago. But the thing is that Stone had too much expectations regarding the synergies that it could explore by absorbing Lynx. And unfortunately, that's not what we have realized, right? That's not how the integration has performed. And so now it has to sell Lynx and try to focus on its most profitable products, to focus on its core products. And the market is not going to pay the same price that Stone paid 5 years ago, that's for sure.
Okay, and so Tortoise seems pretty committed to buying Lynx. We don't know for certain that the deal is going to happen.
But what does the deal bring to Tortoise, and why is it a better fit than it was with Stone?
Yes, I think that the key word is product complementarity, right? So Tortoise is a big provider of ERP and software management solutions, right? Whereas Lynx is a provider of retail management software. So there are very key complementarities in terms of product offerings, especially in the retail segment where they operate in different verticals. Lynx, for instance, they have a very relevant presence in retail segments like gas stations, drugstores, textiles. So that would be able to pave Tortoise's path into those sub-niches. Besides that, Tortoise could benefit from other synergies in areas like tech staff, cross-selling, distribution channels. And interesting, because even 5 years ago, when Stone won the bidding process for Lynx, it surprised most players in the market, because everybody had very clear in their minds that Tortoise would find many more synergies than Stone. So I believe that now Tortoise is pretty aware of those synergies, and that's why it's so eager to win this bidding process.
Yeah, and it seems like it might get it for a much better price than what it was sold for 5 years ago. Can you talk a bit about the impact on the sector or the segments where Lynx is active? Some of those you mentioned, such as the textile, gas or petrol stations and drugstores. And how can other players respond to the combined force of Lynx and Tortoise?
Whenever we have a deal of this magnitude, this type of deal usually tends to trigger both defensive and offensive reactions from other sector players, right, who turn to M&A as a way to remain competitive. So the thing is that although other sector players might resort to M&A to fight back what would be this new juggernaut, this new big entity, there's not much alternative given Lynx's big size. So it's going to be very hard for sector players to turn to acquisitions to compete with this new platform. It's very unlikely that a sector player would be able to close just one acquisition to counterforce this new entity. So probably sector players will have to rely on multiple acquisitions to fight back. And it's interesting because we have been constantly talking to sources, and we know that at least one of the players who bid it for Lynx is already engaging talks with potential targets in order to be better positioned when and if talks reaches an agreement with Stone. And we know the names of companies that bid it for Lynx in the past, and this included both strategic and financial investors. On the strategic front, we had Canada's software company Constellation, Argentina's e-commerce technology company Mercado Libre, and Israeli payments and loyalty platform Nayax. When it comes to financial investors, we know that JC, private equity firm from Singapore, and Advent International, which is based in Boston, Massachusetts, they have also bidded for Lynx in the past. So it's quite interesting to know that these companies are very likely to turn their eyes to M&A to fight back this new platform.
Yeah, and it feels like they're a kind of a big range of significant international potential buyers who are looking to be active in this space.
That's so true. That's so true. Even though it could be considered a local transaction, it's a very big market, right? So it makes sense to see foreign players looking to tap into those opportunities, and they are very well positioned in terms of where we're to fund acquisitions in Brazil. So the fact that they're going to struggle to find potential targets, right? At least like a good number of potential targets that altogether could be somehow equivalent to Lynx. So that's the biggest challenge for them.
And I guess expanding on that, what have your sources told you about the effect of this deal on the wider management software sector in Brazil and perhaps the wider Latin America region?
It's pretty clear that Tortoise operate more broadly in multiple sectors than Lynx, which focuses on retail, right? But there are some overlaps in offerings of management software and even integrated financial solutions. So Brazil's antitrust authority, CADE, will definitely pay very close attention to this eventual merger reveal. That said, even though there might be some specific competition concerns, they should not be enough to jeopardize the approval of the deal. And that has to do a lot with the precedent of the Stone and Link's merger reveal, which was analyzed and approved without restrictions. That's important to highlight, without any sort of restriction by CADE back in 2021. So that has been reinforcing expectations that CADE will adopt a similar stance. In this case, obviously, if no concrete risks are identified, right? Another thing that's important for everyone to bear in mind is that probably the time frame for this review is going to be much longer than the average time frame. Just to give an idea, when Stone signed a definitive agreement to merge with Link in August 2020, right? But the Tribunal of CADE confirmed the conditional approval of the deal just in June 2021. So it took nearly a year for CADE to confirm and approve the transaction, which is a much longer time frame than the watchdog's average merger reveal timeline of 35 days in 2021. So it's going to be a very complex case to be analyzed. And I think that demonstrates what we mentioned about overlaps and how big of a market share this new platform would have in specific subsectors within the retail industry.
And just to finish up, what is the expectation from your sources? Do they expect that this will trigger some wider M&A moves? You say there aren't any big assets, but are there likely to be other deals done off the back of this in the wider management software or financial payment sector in Brazil, or perhaps the wider region?
Yes, probably in the financial payment sector. When it comes to the ERP industry, it's pretty much consolidated in Brazil. Obviously, there are a few opportunities out there, but much more from a opportunistic standpoint than an active one. But when it comes to financial payments, there's still plenty of opportunity in Brazil. And I'm pretty sure that those sector players will try to explore those opportunities. They will drive their attention to this very specific sector in order to counter fire to the new platform.
Wonderful. Good to talk to you, Thiago. Thanks very much. That was Thiago Barroso. And just to point out, we're recording this on Monday, the 19th of May. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the show, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the podcast. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.